It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of the RTD board approved rail and bus service cuts at a virtual meeting Tuesday. The cuts take effect April 19th. Board member Kate Williams expressed concern that the reduction isn't happening sooner.
The sooner that you can constrain mobility patterns, the sooner that you're able to help to contain this virus and limit the spread.
Members also discussed ways they could keep transit drivers safe by making sure riders maintain social distancing. The Colorado Supreme Court is expected to weigh in soon on the question of how much time state lawmakers will have to resume their work when they eventually return to the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Republicans and Democrats have submitted different arguments for the court to consider.
The central question is when the legislative session must end. Under normal circumstances, it would be after 120 days, finishing on May 6th. But state lawmakers took the unprecedented step to suspend the session for at least 2 weeks because of the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats argue Colorado's current state of emergency triggers a rule that lets the session go past the normal end date. That means the pause in work would not reduce the overall number of legislative workdays. But Republicans say the state's constitution is firm and the original end date must stay in place. Republicans argue that if lawmakers need more time to pass bills, the governor could call a special legislative session. The Colorado Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision shortly. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
CU Boulder says classes in May and for most of the summer will be taught remotely. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
CU Boulder says the decision was driven by the need to give instructors adequate planning time. There are a few exceptions. Summer B-term classes that go from July 7th to August 7th, and a three-week term during August. A decision on whether those classes will be taught remotely is expected soon. CU Boulder says registration for fall 2020 courses will happen as planned later this month. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
It's 54 degrees already this morning in Boulder, 44 in Denver, and the metro area expecting highs today in the 60s, 50s in Grand Junction, 40s in Vail, with a chance for mountain snow through the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.